We're back on the KYBM Morning Show. We'll take a look at sports for you in a few minutes. But before we do that, though, let's introduce a special guest that we have here from Johnson Ryland Builders. We have Paul Ryland. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming in today. We have, daylight savings time's coming up this weekend. Major League Baseball just announced they're going to be playing. There's a settlement there. And the Parade of Homes. We got the rock and roll revival. All things spring are coming into us. We're coming into it right now.
Yeah, it's zero degrees outside.
Gives us hope. But we invited you in here to talk a little bit about your houses and what you have on the Parade of Homes. It's coming up. Tell us, first of all, when's the parade?
The parade starts this Saturday at noon.
Okay.
So it's noon to 6, Saturday and Sunday. And then this is actually the first of 5 weekends. So there's ample opportunity to check out the Parade of Homes this year.
All right. What do you have on the parade this year?
So this year, we have a large single-family home up in the Pete's Hill development in Elko.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited about it. I actually designed this house originally to be a model home, and then it got sold. But the timing kind of worked out for us to borrow it for 5 weeks for the Parade of Homes. So I'm kind of excited about it.
All right. Tell us about the house.
Well, it's a larger home, so it's 5 bedrooms and 3 baths. It's about 3,500 square feet finished. But it's kind of that fun balance where it's a one-story home, but it has 3 bedrooms on the main floor and, vaulted ceilings, all the nice things. But it's kind of that great floor plan where it works great for somebody who's maybe an empty nester, which is what this client did. So they took one of the bedrooms, made it an office. They took another bedroom, made it a sunroom, and then the master suite, of course, and then their guest bedrooms are downstairs. But if you had a bunch of little kids running around, this would also be a great floor plan for that.
Now, the Pete's Hill, we've heard your ads play about Pete's Hill. Tell us about that neighborhood, and I understand it's up on a high point in Scott County.
Even if you just get up there to enjoy the views, we actually pulled the plastic off the windows this week, and the carpenters were sending us pictures saying, wow, look at that view. You can see about 15 miles from the great room of this house, so you can pretend you're an eagle and soar
wow.
above the horizon there.
Wow. Now, the houses, you'd mentioned this is a bit of a large house with 5 bedrooms. Are the houses generally that size? Do they vary quite a bit?
We actually have the freedom, the flexibility to build homes to whatever size people want up there. Like I said, this client desired to have a larger home, but we're building homes that are anywhere from, 2,000 square feet to 3,500 square feet or bigger if that's what people want. So I think the main thing is we're going for quality over quantity. So the houses are going to be very well built. They don't have to be so big, but this one did get a little bigger.
All right. Now, we have heard so much about supply chain issues, the availability and the expense of building materials, lumber in particular. Has that affected much of the industry? Are you still able to get what you need on a relatively timely basis?
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind is the building industry has always been an industry that's been, very resilient. We never go to work at the same place. We never have ideal temperature or humidity. We always have to work around these things. And also just supply. So we're always having to, hunt around to get the right things, to get the building materials that we need. Thankfully, we live in the Midwest, and there's a lot of wood products that are manufactured right here. So we put a lot of oak floors in our houses, and they come from this exotic place called Wisconsin. So we're always just kind of resourcing and getting things. But the answer is, Jeff, is it has been a challenging season for us. But we haven't had incomplete houses sitting there not getting done. I mean, it takes a little longer to build a house right now. But we're getting it done, and we're getting good substitutions when we need to get substitutions. Certain brands of appliances you have to wait a long time for. Other brands are ready right now. So it's just being able to make the adjustment.
We talked, I think the last time I saw you, we talked a little bit about the Reggie Awards, but I want to find out a little bit more about that now. You won, what, 2 Reggie Awards?
Is that- Yeah, we won four, actually, all together. Mm-hmm. So four. 17, 17, 19, and then we won two last fall. So that's just basically for each price category. There was 14 Reggie Awards that were given through the Builders Association of the Twin Cities. So it was pretty exciting because there was like 300 entries from like 13 counties, and we won two of the 14. So it was kind of exciting.
That is pretty impressive. Let's talk about why you won. Were there some distinguishing factors on why you won? Mm-hmm. Your houses have something that somebody else doesn't.
I think that was, to me, that was kind of the fun part, was especially the one that we won for the house in Dundas, because it was not a high price point. It was actually a pretty modest home in size, but it had some really innovative features in the floor plan. It had a lot of accessibility features, like it was a zero-entry house. We had a big shower with grab bars and stuff, and we had a client that had some accessibility needs. But I think it was just the fact that it was that quality over quantity. And I think that the judges that came down were excited to see a house that had a lot of great quality at that price point. The other house that we had in there was in Pete's Hill. It was one of our twin homes up there. And that was, I wasn't so surprised we won the Reggie for that. That was a very impressive house with soaring ceilings and, you know, similar to the house that's going to be on the parade this spring. Mm-hmm. So,
well, congratulations. That's some pretty big honors. Winning two, one builder, but winning two out of 14 that large of a competition. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was an honor.
Paul Ryland is with us. We're talking about his homes and also being on the Parade of Homes, which is beginning this Saturday, tomorrow?
Noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow for a five-week run. What is the address up there at Pete'sville? And I guess more importantly, just how do you get there from here?
You know, numbers sometimes escape me, but it's on L Circle, E-L-L-E. The best thing to do is go to our website, jrbr.builders. And then right on the home screen, you just click on it. Otherwise, paradeofhomes.org, and you just type in Johnson Ryland. But it's actually really easy to get to, Jeff. You just head up Highway 2 off the freeway, go west to Xerxes, and head south, and just follow the signs. There'll be yellow and black signs with the number 315 on them. And so it'll be actually pretty hard to miss.
That Elko New Market area has just exploded in the last 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. The building move. And the reason it's easily accessible to the interstate. You have easy access to the western side of the metro. So you're kind of in, but not really in. You're mm-hmm. out in the country. It has a lot of desirable features.
Yeah, and it's also, the Elko side is actually Lakeville Schools, too. So that's mm-hmm. a big draw. Great for resale. Like I said, this particular client was an empty nester. Their kids were out of the house, but they also loved the idea that they had that resale. And we do definitely, I would say, have the single family lots we have remaining in there. They're oversized, large single family lots, and they're great for families, big backyards. So that's a big draw, and that's fueling the growth as well.
You got room for a dog or two in there too, I'm sure.
For sure. And you're right on the edge of country. So you can, right on the other side of the development is small acreage and farms. So it's kind of it's kind of a fun location. On the other side of the neighborhood is the Boulder, Boulder Point Golf Course.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's beautiful golf course right on the other side.
All right. Paul Ryland is with us. Paul, anything else about the Parade of Homes or about the homes that Johnson Ryland is building now?
You know, honestly, just a reminder that, you know, we've never had more selection or different choices, different home types, different price points available in the Northfield Dundas area. So this year we'll have townhomes, twin homes, single family with association, and straight single family with no association. So just give us a call today. We really can meet just about anybody's price point and type of housing, age group. We really have a great selection here this year.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you with the Parade of Homes. Once again, starts tomorrow, goes for 5 weeks. So if you miss it tomorrow, you'll be able to catch it at some point. We wish you the best of luck with that. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Paul Ryland of Johnson Ryland Builders. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We've got Rich coming in with a look at local news after MNN, which is next.
Hi, I'm Marty Beck.